The House voted for the Whistleblower Protection Act as part of the stimulus package, and the Senate didn't go along at that time because they said they wanted to have more hearings on a couple of the key issues that they hadn't approved already a few times before. One was whether federal workers would have jury trials to enforce their rights on paper, like the government contractors do and most of the corporate employees. The other was whether these rights would extend to those who work at the NSA, the CIA, the FBI, or whether they would still basically have the grievance model to enforce their rights, where they could ask the agency that fired them to change their mind. That's been the law for the last 30 years, and we're hoping for a breakthrough there. The country needs a breakthrough.
And so what are the risks here? I mean, because contractors, don't they have increased whistleblower protections, and federal employees don't share those same protections?
That's right. You have the irony where a federal employee who's supposed to keep a contractor's work honest can be fired for getting in the way of some type of political cronyism or all-boys network misspending. The employee at the contractor could go to a jury and force best practice free speech rights for raising the issue with the federal worker. But if the federal worker tried to follow through, he or she could get fired, and their rights are quite frankly, a trap.
And in the meantime, you have written an open letter, your Government Accountability Project, with what you say are a couple, almost 300 signatories of corporate and other different good government groups as well. And what kind of reception are you getting on the Hill when you try to push this? I mean, they're very busy these days between the energy legislation and the health care legislation. Do you think there's any chance that this session will take this up?
Well, they better. We've got unprecedented spending from the stimulus bill. We've got unprecedented new powers for the NSA and intelligence agencies with domestic surveillance. At the same time, we're learning they just almost systematically ignored the law in prior years under the Bush administration. We'd better make it so that people who defend the public can defend themselves, or the taxpayers are going to have an awful lot to be angry about.
And so only 53 whistleblowers have received final rulings in their favor from the Merit Systems Protection Board.
That's why they need to be able to have normal access to court, like President Obama campaigned for. Since the millennium, the track record is 3-53 against whistleblowers for decisions on the merits at the MSPB. And no one who works in Washington, D.C. has won a decision on the merits. Under the current chairman appointed by President Bush, the track record is 1-44. You don't have a chance. When you assert your rights, it's like paying thousands of dollars to hammering the final nail in your own professional coffin. The law is a trap as it currently stands.
Well, it's hard to know, though, because if it's 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20, 1 out of 30, whatever the percentage might be, how do you know what should be given the normal balance of legitimate claims versus what are just simply disgruntlement by people? And I know you get that question a lot. How do we know what's a good metric to shoot for what would be a percentage of cases decided in favor of the whistleblower?
Well, you kind of have to look at what the overall track records are and see how the federal employees stack up. And overall, whistleblowers win about 10% of their cases. It's always a long shot, but in a very difficult struggle, but at least they have a fighting chance. The federal workers, they win less than 3% of their cases. That's a law which quite basically is a fraud in terms of their free speech rights. And it's become the number one reason why would-be whistleblowers remain silent observers, because they know they don't have a chance.
And yet Senator Charles Grassley was chastising agencies for trying to impede any whistleblower from coming forward, speaking to committees or subcommittees, giving sort of private testimony. Do you think whistleblowers choose that route rather than go public?
Well, that's the only thing they can do right now is kind of out Machiavelli the Machiavellis by doing confidential disclosures to congressional staffers and teaching them the right questions to ask for their oversight. But really, there's no excuse for that. A basic right of citizenship is freedom of speech. It's the First Amendment to the Constitution. And this is no way to run a government, whispering in people's ears so they know what the truth is. You need a free flow of information for our system of checks and balances to work. The 9/11 Commission said that that's the primary cause of our vulnerability for that tragedy, is bottlenecks in the flow of information. And that's the primary impact that the Whistleblower Protection Act will have. Our systems for accountability will have the information so they can function. It's like the blood for any organization. If it stops flowing, you're in trouble.
And so what will you do next to try to get this off the mark?
Well, we're working our heads off to try and get votes by the key House and Senate committees before the end of the month. They've each held hearings. The hearings were slam dunks that the current law doesn't work. Even the administration concedes that. And we're negotiating with the White House to hammer out a consensus on this. And our hope is that before Congress leaves this fall, those who defend the taxpayers will have credible free speech rights.